Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
The information is sort of trickling out here as somehow Scottie Scheffler magically just found his way out of his orange jumpsuit and onto the golf course.
He did, and he's hit some great shots to start things off, and he's back on the course, and he released a statement, and I want to read his statement, because I actually thought that is in a crisis PR situation, I thought his statement was actually pretty good, because, you know, considering that you've been arrested, you're in a jumpsuit, someone died, like, this is his statement. This morning, I was proceeding as directed by police officers. It was a very chaotic situation, understandably so, considering the tragic accident that had occurred earlier, and there was a big misunderstanding of what I thought I was being asked to do. I never intended to disregard any of the instructions. I'm hopeful to put this to the side and focus on golf today. Of course, all of us involved in the tournament express our deepest sympathies to the family of the man who passed away in the earlier accident this morning. It truly puts everything into perspective. Now, if I were Scottie Scheffler's lawyer, I don't know how excited I am about the paragraph where he's like, oh, I misunderstood the directions that I was given, but at least he mentions the person who passed away twice inside of his statement. And now it's a matter of who do you believe and what happened?
If only he'd complied.
Well, that goes...
I didn't understand. A lot of people don't have the opportunity to say, I didn't understand.
Well, that goes to the police report itself. And for those who didn't see it, he is charged with four crimes. Assault, second degree of a police officer. Criminal mischief, third degree. Reckless driving. Disregarding signals from officer directing traffic. The Louisville Police Department released this report. Detective Gillis was directing traffic into Gate 1 of the Valhalla Golf Course due to the road being closed in both directions from an earlier fatal collision. Listed subject was driving eastbound to gain access to the course. Subject pulled into the westbound lanes, where southbound traffic was flowing, and to avoid backed up traffic. Mm-hmm. Detective Gillis was in the middle of the westbound lanes in full LMPD, let me get this, it just flipped on me, uniform and a high visibility yellow reflective rain jacket. Detective Gillis stopped subject and attempted to give instructions. Subject refused to comply and accelerated forward, dragging Detective Gillis to the ground. Detective Gillis suffered pain, swelling, and abrasions to his left wrist and knee. He was transported to the hospital for further medical treatment by emergency medical personnel. Detective Gillis's uniform pants valued at approximately $80.
Oh, no. Won't someone think of the pants?
Were damaged beyond repair.
We cannot. Need a new pair of pants. We cannot allow pants to be damaged. Oh, somebody died. I mean, sure, sure. But the pants, $80 uniform pants? Somebody's got to get MLB on this. Get Fanatics and Nike on this.
Well, if you don't get Fanatics on it.
Snap into action. Get special tearaway pants.
We have those Kentucky police officers with see-through pants.
But I guess I don't know why you have to put how much the pants cost, but you are using the pants as evidence that the police officer was dragged. This leads to a lot of questions about a lot of things, and I'm glad that there are some folks who are being faced with these questions perhaps for the first time when they go, well, wait, should I believe everything that's in the police report? Maybe.
Are you saying that sometimes the police report is engineered to change the actual facts on the ground?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Wait a second here.
I'm
supposed to look askance at a police report?
What I'm saying is that often people will look at a police report as gospel as to what happened. And that's not always case.
I'm not supposed to do that? I'm supposed to think critically about a police report?
Yes.
Hold on. I would not supposed to do that. It's Friday. I can't do that.
You don't want
to
do that?
That makes my head hurt. You're asking me to think critically about something that was an official statement from police?
It's very possible that everything that was reported from police officer Gillis in this report is legitimate and that it did happen. And those are things that we have to take into account. The idea that Scottie Scheffler, as much as you want to see him play and win, he may have done this. He may have assaulted a police officer and dragged the police officer 10 to 20 yards with his car. Now, if it turns out that that is the truth, then what? Then how will people feel about it? I also think that it's always interesting, and I get it because we're human beings. It's interesting to me how the default setting to, well, he's a celebrity. How did you not know who he was? That all of us want that.
Yeah, would you know if Scottie Scheffler were driving a car and not wearing his hat? Are you going to say you would know it's Scottie Scheffler? BS. BS.
And then the question is, once the officer is aware that it's Scottie Scheffler and there's no word that he was, Jeff Darlington was asked by another officer, who did we just arrest? Because they didn't know. Are they then supposed to let him go because he's Scottie Scheffler? Or are we supposed to follow the rules of law in this case where a crime has been committed according to the police? Aren't they supposed to follow their rules with this? These are all very good questions. And they're very good questions about American policing and how
and Louisville policing. Now, do your research about the Louisville police.
You don't have to look very far.
Just do your research. And not just the police themselves, but the depth of the cover-ups involving all kinds of people at multiple levels of government, how far they were willing to go.
I'm not here to say that in this particular case, the Louisville police are covering up anything.
I'm just saying they've got a track record of very intricate and complicated deep cover-ups.
All I'm saying is that if your reflexive feeling about this was to defend Scottie Scheffler, welcome to the rebellion. That's how I look at it.
That's what Mike Freeman tweeted today. He said, the day two Americas became one.
Yeah. If you're saying, well, wait, were these police officers overzealous? Welcome to the rebellion.
Just to even ask that question.
Yeah. Is everything in this police report true? Welcome to the rebellion. That's all. And I think now it becomes very critical. Like now we talk about our part in this, the media, capital M, journalism, capital J. How is this story reported? Not how do people talk about it? Not opinionistas like Dan and myself and others. But how is it actually, what's the hard news here? And how far will reporters go to make sure that they're being fair to everyone involved in this? Mm-hmm.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the 815. It's about time the anti-cop pro golf community had our day.
Well, there are a lot of factors here that there's a lot of intermingling of communities that one would think aren't necessarily intermingled in this way. And that's why I think it's important to talk about this.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's important.
That's why this is a mirror.
Maybe your view changes on a lot of things now. Like, for example, when inside the police report, it is basically in bold type, refuse to comply. And that phrase has been used to vilify a lot of other people when they have interactions with the police. In the case of Scottie Scheffler, what you saw almost immediately from people was he's the number one golfer in the world. He just had a baby. His birthday is next month. Like all of this stuff. He was just trying to get to his tee time. If you're going to allow for that type of grace in the face of a felony police charge on him.
Go think about Ferguson.
Welcome to the rebellion.
Yeah, go think about how you responded to what happened in Ferguson. Instead of saying, well, he stole cigarettes.
Right. Did he drag a cop 20 yards? I think that I'm just a fan of everyone trying to better themselves. And maybe this is an aha moment for people. And they go, and it's unfortunate that considering the history of America and how many aha moments there have been, including recently, that one would go, oh, now because it representation matters, right, Dan? Now that this looks like someone who's like me or is someone that has a profile of being a Christian and a community member and all of these things.
And a guy that runs over cops.
There for the grace of God go I, right? If you're now starting to look at things differently and going, I don't know if I believe the Louisville police on this. I can't believe that Scottie Scheffler, even though you don't know him, would do something like that. Welcome to the rebellion. Welcome. Asking those tough questions about American policing, I think, is very important overall. And if you are now in a space where you are more open to listening to other people who have different experiences with the police, and your default setting was, I don't believe those people, instead of, why don't we wait to see how this all played out? Good.
It's also a question about how different people are raised And one thing that I learned about later in life that I had no idea about because of my own privilege is the talk. And the talk that largely young men of color or kids of color, boys of color, will often receive from family about situations like this and about how what you can do to make it less likely that certain behaviors and biases end up with you dead or in trouble. And I don't think Scottie Scheffler's ever had that talk.
It's unlikely.
And that's what informs the response. If you can't go here, you can't. What do you mean I can't go here? I'm going to go here. You can stand in my way or drag. You can hang on to my car. I'm still going here. There are ways that certain people react because that some of us, I'm not running away from it. I never had the talk. Some of us just don't have to think about those things.
Yeah. And some of us do, mm-hmm. and have had to for a very long time. But that's okay. Like, I get that. Yeah, I feel like I was very well prepared for that conversation growing up in my family and in my neighborhood and honestly just in the community. Like, it is your parents usually that initiate this or your older siblings, but it's also people in the community where you hear their stories. And I'm all for us having a robust dialogue about policing. I know a ton of great police officers who actually care about the community that they police. And unfortunately, if you talk to them off the record about their brethren who maybe don't join the force for the same reason, you get a very different perspective on the job of policing than you do when you hear, you know, representatives of police fraternities speaking on these subject matters. And then you have to ask a question about whether or not can there be a good police officer if they continue to allow bad policing? That's a philosophical question. I don't have an answer for that.
I have a non-philosophical question.
Sure.
I have a practical question.
Okay.
When someone is welcomed to the rebellion, what do they get?
A lot of misery and pain because now they have to think about things in a very different way. That's what they get.
Okay.
What they get is the realism. Like, you don't get like a thing.
I mean, like a gift bag.
No, there's no gift bag.
You don't get an X-Wing?
No.
Something? Like, I would think.
Damn.
I would think if you walk in and there's a sign that says, oh, you're starting to ask these questions now. Here's a whole new perspective.
Yeah.
And you're welcoming. Do you like something? Is there a pamphlet? Is there like a commemorative seat cushion?
No. There's just the eye-opening experience of maybe things aren't what they seem to be, and maybe I've been able to get away with stuff that other people can't because of my station, whatever that is. But we'll see. Like, the reactions to Scheffler are going to be really interesting. How he responds to this, what the Louisville Police Department says about this. There's a part of me that feels like what's going to happen is that everyone involved is going to kind of quietly just go, that didn't happen. And then everything can kind of go back to normal for everyone involved.
That's what the PGA wanted.
Of course, that's what the PGA wanted.
The PGA snapped into action. Back here, get that club in his hand.
I also think that's what Valhalla wants, because I now can't imagine that they will ever host a major event at their golf course, their beautiful golf course.
The irony being that the actual Valhalla is heaven for Scandinavian gods.
It's hard to get there, though.
Well, you got to cross the Rainbow Bridge into yeah. Asgard, I think.
You right? also have to be worthy.
You have to die in battle,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Witness me!
You have to be worthy, or else you don't get to Valhalla. Not everyone goes to Valhalla. It's very important.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.